podcast, podcasting, podcast feed,
podcast,
podcast, iPod.org,
podcast,
openpodcast.org, podcast,
podcasting, almost live,
everything digital, the Everything Digital Podcast.
And that is Tokyo from Satellite Hearts. It is Sunday, December 5th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And let's get this show started with your five-second technology headlines for today. All right, Microsoft is suing 7 spammers for violations of the Can Spam Act. Philips is placing a $700 million order for Dell PCs to be used by Philips employees. HP has decided to work with Veritas Software Group to implement Unix technologies in its HP UX system. The PlayStation 3 chip implements easier methods of programming for game developers than the PlayStation 2 did. 4 Infineon executives pleaded guilty to price-fixing charges in an ongoing litigation with Rambus. And those are the short headlines. There are links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Yes, everythingdigital.org. The new website is up and working. I purchased the domain and space from bluehost.com yesterday, and I found out about Bluehost through Brian Ibbett at Coverville. And if you don't subscribe to his podcast, it's a great podcast. I go over to coverville.com, another Bluehost-hosted website, and definitely subscribe, because he's got a lot of neat stuff on there. Anyway, so I registered with Bluehost and got my domain, everythingdigital.org. And so now everything has changed location, which means the RSS feed, you should update your RSS feed in whatever iPod or software you're using. The new feed is everythingdigital.org/rss.xml. So definitely upload that or update that, or you won't be able to get any of the new episodes when they come out. So, because I'll probably update the old one for a couple episodes, but then I'm going to stop after a little while. So anyway, I found a great tutorial on installing movable type, which is how I'm running my new website. I'm just going to do it all movable type. I'm not going to do any HTML programming myself. I'm just going to let movable type do it, because otherwise it just gets too complicated creating archive pages for all the shows manually and doing all the formatting myself. So anyway, I've got movable type installed now. I found a wonderful tutorial. If you're looking to install movable type, I'd recommend this. There is a link in the show notes. It's mattmaxwelldesign.com/mt4beginners. So definitely check that out if you're thinking about installing movable type. Really helped me. It's a great tutorial, really simple. I was looking at the movable type installation instructions, and they're needlessly complicated. So anyway, check out the new site. I've got all the old episodes posted. I backdated them, so all from the beginning, and I've put them all up on my Bluehost account, so they're all available for download. And there will be no more, unless I exceed my 75 gigabytes of download bandwidth, there should be no more errors in getting old shows or anything. They should be all there for your download. So that should work fine. Leave comments there if you want. I've got a bunch of comment links by every post, as movable type automatically does, so no longer have to use both blogger.com and my own website to organize the comments. Now I can just have it all on one website, thanks to movable type. So anyway, looks like it's raining outside, so before it stops, I'm going to go ahead and I listened back to last time I tried to do this and couldn't really hear the rain, but this time It's raining much harder, so let's go have a listen. Got my windows all locked up so that the rain doesn't come in. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and take the headset off and put it up to the window, so here you go. There's that beautiful but very rare San Diego rain. Once again, I should probably close this. So, anyway, it's been raining pretty much all day here. And it's not looking like it's going to stop. A lot of gray clouds on the horizon. I'm okay with that. Rain's nice once in a while. Okay. And now I have some non-RIAA music for you. So, here we go. This is Josh Goodband, and this is Spoonful of Thoughts on the Everything Digital Podcast.
Every day I'm walking by myself, I comprehend a mental love that's not too much to stand aside and wonder if my cherry pie thoughts and dreams are on the side will ever float away. I guess it's pointless for I gotta wander off. So give me dreams and give me signs, I'm dying, I'm true, I'm every lie. Don't think about it, dream about it, scream and shout and let it all hang loose. Like on the very lips, you told me everything was gonna be okay, I wonder if it's not. Go on and run away to find yourself with everything that could be helped. The situation seems to keep from saturation, seven publications. Life is just as difficult as all of the biggest dreams. No wonder why the ball began to rot. Nobody wants to live in fear, so suck it up and drink a beer. Tell your mind to get the spot, I'll live, I'll eat, I'll drink, I'll die. I'll do just a minute, and just a minute, and devil's a minute, and devil's a minute, and living, and breathing, and dying, and grinding, and leaving, and losing, and living, and dying. I don't know, there's a good for another tiny eye. Tell me lies. Rather that you love me than you're not. Got a room for another left by my thoughts. Jump the edge of sanity, I'm a stickler for the vent. I wonder how much till I'm done content with everything all bruised and blue. See, like the dream I had, I wonder how much more you're gonna come. I need a shape, I need a line, just something to help me pass the time. If anything at all, I had a substance back then, I had a call in life. I think you have it easy until your moment breaks. You told me everything was fine when I was not. Go on and feed your mind with more excuse, your systematic self-abuse. You trash me down, twice to growl, and he's another body to bring on down. I just don't have the energy to feed another war. That's why you'll have to nurture all there by yourself. Regulation, need to reinstate a simulation, fabrication, resonation, gravitation. You know I'll say, just a minute to me, just a minute to me, devil's a minute to me, devil's a minute to me, I love it, I'll find it, I'll leave it, I'll try it, I'll kill it tonight, I'll be alright. I don't know, I guess I'm searching for another time, when tears were nothing but an afterthought. I'm addicted to the truth, but go on, tell me lies. I'd rather that you love me than you're not. Got a spoonful of
That's Spoonful of Thoughts from Josh Goodband, of course, off of GarageBand.com. Okay, so the Motorola Razr V3 is coming to Singular and AT&T, which, as you probably know, are partners now. There's a new commercial out, which I thought I'd play. So this is really an amazing phone. Very cool design. Looks great. It's what is it? It's 0.54 inches deep, so it's really thin. That's why they call it Motorola Razr. So actually, its full dimensions are height 3.86 inches, width 2.08 inches, depth 0.54 inches, and weight 3.35 ounces. It's got built-in Bluetooth and a 5 megabyte internal memory. So if you got a chance, go to Motorola.com, check this out. You know, just looking at the pictures is pretty cool. So here is the new commercial, though, from Singular and AT&T. If I can get QuickTime up here. So this is on TV now, and here is the Motorola Razr V3 commercial. So basically, during all this music, a bunch of stuff is folding up all over the place. All the walls of the house and everything folding up.
Hi.
Hello, Moto.
So basically, I show a whole house and all the electronics in it folding into one Motorola Razr V3. So, yeah, pretty cool effects there. And then the person who had originally opened on picks it up, and then someone says hello. Looks very nice. So, okay. Another cell phone related thing. There have been 83 reports so far of exploding cell phone batteries. Now that means that the cell phone will, as a result of turning it on or picking up a call or some action on the phone, the battery will overheat and explode or ignite. So these explosions usually result in severe burns as well as injuries from the phone fragments that are flying all over the place. So basically, if you cover the vent on your phone, on the back of your phone probably, then that's going to overheat the battery compartment and possibly cause an explosion. Also, the phone companies are mainly blaming the third-party counterfeit batteries that people sometimes retrofit into their phones to get a longer battery life or something, or just a cheaper battery if they get the phone secondhand. So basically, to prevent these explosions, make sure your battery compartment and the internal components are always properly ventilated. Don't put your hand right over the vent. And if your phone feels like it's getting really warm, set it down. Put it in a cool area, but definitely do not try and make a call, because there have been very serious injuries to the face that can result from people trying to make calls with phones that are overheating, and so recently they've been exploding. Also, check to verify that your battery is manufactured by either the phone's actual manufacturer or an official third-party manufacturer. So, I'm sure there's a lot of third-party battery companies that make legitimate batteries that work fine, but there are some that seem to be faulty here. So, anyway, the whole situation's being investigated. A lot of companies are doing battery recalls. And a lot of people are suing the phone companies. So, anyway, we'll see how it turns out. But there may be a revolution in phone battery design. They may have to redo the whole the whole thing, maybe a new kind of battery. I've heard fuel cells may be coming to phones pretty soon, where you have, of course, this would be even more explosive. You have a liquid fuel, and you pour it into your phone, and then that fuels it. So apparently that's coming soon. I don't know the details on it, but still needs some development and some enhanced safety features. So anyway, that's all I have for today. Here is Sing Sing by the Dave Manley Band to close this episode. A little jazz. Go ahead and post those comments in the podcasting section. Actually, not the podcasting section anymore. I still have that in the show notes, but now it's just the general website. There will be a post for this episode. Post your comments on that post, and that is at everythingdigital.org. Definitely check out the new site. A lot of great stuff going on there. So I'm not only posting just the podcast, I'm also posting just general technology stuff that I find, you know, just any news. Or call 1-484-737-0669, leave an audio comment. I'd be very glad to get one of those. It'd be fun. My new email address is alan@everythingdigital.org. So go ahead and you can either send email to that or the amjoyce@gmail.com address. Either one works. So depending on which one you remember better, probably I'm going to start using the alan@everythingdigital.org more often. So okay, that's all I have for today, and see you on the next podcast.